The Legends Radio Network now presents Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Witt.
The program is Lyrics and Legends. In the studio with me today is one I've been working on for quite a while, trying to get these guys cornered to come over to the studio. Yeah. So I was working angles to see if I could get these guys in the studio with me, and they were always busy going to college or chasing girls or playing football or doing whatever, but you know, all things work together for good. So we got in the studio with us live in person, the Ware brothers, Jake and Levi. Hey guys.
Hey, well, thanks for having us, Uncle Gary.
You can call me Uncle Farkle.
Uncle Farkle. Yeah, we know. Well, we've been trying to get on for a long time now, so I'm glad that we finally had time to, and glad that we kind of share a passion for jamming together and playing some music, so we're definitely glad to be
here. Yeah, we go way back on that from Jake coming and sitting in at the nursing home and doing a few things together, sitting in Gene's garage back in the alley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A lot of fun stuff. I've been wanting you guys to come over, and just seemed like, and it happens this way occasionally. This was the time that it took place. Also, we're not going to probably focus the whole show, but at some point we're going to talk about the passing of John Prine, because I know he was a big influence on you guys and me as well. You know, I'll tell this story. Back when we first started playing, me and your dad, back in the early 80s, it's one of the first songs that your dad introduced me to was Paradise by John Prine. And I didn't even know who the guy was back then. So.
Yeah, Paradise is one of our favorite songs too. And the way that Levi and I really got into to John Prine is, of course, through my dad. And also, we got a Jimmy Buffett CD, and he used to hang out in Chicago with Steve Goodman, who did a lot of writing with John Prine. And we heard a song called Big Old Goofy Man Dancing with a Big Old Goofy Girl. And it was the most unique and creative songwriting that I'd heard from somebody. And I thought, man, we've just got to listen to more of this guy. And so we did, and it turned out to be, he's one of my favorite artists and really made a big impression on American music and our generation of country music artists now.
Does your brother ever speak?
You know, I usually take the back seat for most of it and just let him do his thing for a while. He's the smart one of the group. So.
We could actually play John Prine's cut of that right here.
All right, this next song is called Big Old Goofy Man Dancing with a Big Old Goofy Girl by John Prine.
All right, we want to listen to this. So some of our listeners may be familiar with John Prine. A lot of them are. Some of them may not, but this will give you a little taste, and then we'll be back to get a little taste of some of the Ware brothers. We'll be back right after this.
Up in the morning, work like a dog is better than sitting like a bump on a log. Mind all your manners, be quiet as a mouse. Someday you'll own a home that's as big as a house. I know a fella eats like a horse, knocks his old balls round the old golf course. You ought to see his wife, she's a cute little dish. She smokes like a chimney and drinks like a fish. There's a big old goofy man dancing with a big old goofy girl. Ooh, baby, it's a big old goofy world. Elvis had a woman with a head like a rock. I wished I had a woman that made my knees knock. Sing like an angel, eat like a bird. And if I wrote a song, she'd know every single word. There's a big old goofy man dancing with a big old goofy girl. Ooh, baby, it's a big old goofy world. Kiss a little baby, give the world a smile. And if you take an inch, give him back a mile. 'Cause if you lie like a rug and you don't give a damn, you're never gonna be as happy as a clam. Sitting in a hotel, trying to write a song. My head is just as empty as the day is long. Why, it's clear as a bell, I should have gone to school. I'd be wise as an owl instead of stubborn as a mule. There's a big old goofy man dancing with a big old goofy girl. Ooh, baby, it's a big old goofy world. Ooh, baby, it's a big old goofy world.
Program's Lyrics and Legends. In the studio with us is Jake and Levi Ware, who are related to the host. So the song we just listened to was a big old goofy man
dancing with a big old goofy girl.
And
yeah, that's right.
So that was your first introduction, or I guess the John Prine song that was like, holy crap.
Yeah. It's, well, one thing you notice about it is it's really clever, and it really gives a different perspective, because most of the artists want to sing about, of course, being the slickest one in the honky-tonk bar and getting all the girls, and you have John Prine sort of taking a back seat and letting us hear what it all sounds like and it feels like to be the big old goofy man. So that's why I really enjoyed that song. But now, my brother and I, Levi, we're going to play for you another one of our favorite John Prine songs, and this one's called Paradise. When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. There's a backwoods old town that's often remembered for so many years till my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's gold train done hauled it away. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'd travel right down the Green River, the abandoned old prison on down Adria Hill, where the air smelled like snakes. We'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles is all we would kill. So Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. Coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and scarred all the land. Well, they dug for the coal till the land was forsaken, and they wrote it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away.
Well, the program's Lyrics and Legends. We drug into the studio the Ware Brothers, who are, I might say, related to the host. We were talking a little bit about...
We were fighting in the backseat.
I know. I've been trying to get you guys over here.
Been hiding for a few months.
Yeah, for months or years or whatever. But a lot of fun. That was John Prine. That was the one we talked about earlier called Paradise, and that's the one that your dad and I used to play back in the day with all the guys out at the Pickin' Shack out at Wayne Wheeler's place.
You know, I sure like that song because, you know, when we'd go up to Colorado to our cabin up there, and a lot of the mountains that it looked like around the Cripple Creek area had been leveled because of gold mining and sort of things like that. And, you know, it really brings to mind that lyric, you know, in his song, they dug for their coal until the land was forsaken, and then they wrote it all down as the progress of man. And I think, you know, in my case, I'd like to see a big, strong mountain sitting up there anyway, rather than a flattened.
Yeah, that Cripple Creek area, man, they have literally taken some mountains out, which is kind of crazy, because when we went up there when I was a kid, it was those mountains were still there. And then when the U.S. went back to where you could actually own gold, then they came in there and they just wiped that stuff out.
It's sad because it's sure pretty in there, but you can kind of get a sense of what Prine is hitting at around there, and it's hard to see in the Texas Panhandle just because we hadn't got any, you know, real big mountains or coal reserves or anything like that. But it's definitely a perspective of a different part of the country in a different time. So it's a great song.
As far as your music education, tell me a little bit about when you got started playing.
Well,
I kind of know your story, but our listeners may not.
Well, it all started first grade when my dad pulled me out of class and took me to a Jimmy Buffett concert.
In the first grade.
In the first
grade. Yeah.
It was
a
cultural awakening.
Yeah. A little before that, I'd started as a really young guy. They had me playing fiddle, and I was playing classical fiddle for this lady, and I'd go to Pampa all the time for lessons, and I'd try to play. I just couldn't get my head around trying to play some of that stuff because it just bored the heck out of me. And we finally got to, you know, just listening to some different stuff. And my dad's always played guitar for a long time, built his own guitar, and has been a big influence on us. And so whenever we finally got the chance, I was in the fourth grade and Levi was in the first grade, and we got a little taste of Margaritaville, and we sure haven't looked back ever since.
So talk about your dad, and Levi. I'm taking you out of class to go.
Yeah, to I don't know if they were too happy about taking me to a Jimmy Buffett concert in first grade.
What are they going to do here in the first grade? I mean, it's not like you're going
to listen to songs
out on the
about
school
alcohol and dropping out of school.
But so you were a parrot head at an early age.
A parrot head, and then we ended up in Branson, Missouri one time, and my dad was going to go see a group called the Liverpool Legends, and I thought there's these guys that dressed up like the Beatles and covered Beatles songs, and I thought, oh, Dad, I don't want to go see that. I want to go do some different stuff. And I got in there, and they showed all these films of these these young guys playing guitars and all the girls were chasing after them. And I sat up in that theater and me and Levi kind of looked at each other and thought, man, that's what we've got to try to do. That's what we've got to try to do.
We found our purpose.
So that's, you know, we really enjoy the Beatles too. And along with that, you know, got influences from a lot of places, but those kind of different counter rock cultures have really created a different style of music that I enjoy listening to.
Your older brother was like this, the Suzuki School of, and then when you were playing the violin. And then you never did really do any formal music lessons, did you?
No, just one birthday I decided that I wanted a piano for my birthday, and I remember going to Guitar Center with my dad, and he was thinking, you're never going to touch this thing after we buy it. And turns out I just spent every day learning the chords and the scales, and then my grandma plays the piano, and she could play the boogie-woogie and all that good stuff, and I just wanted to learn how to play as good as my grandma. And just one of my biggest influences, Elton John. I really like his music.
Elton John and your grandma.
Yep.
Well, all right.
So that's about it, really.
Sometimes we get them mixed up, but.
Yeah. They have the same wardrobe.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I think we maybe ought to listen to a Beatles song. What about you, Jim? Jim gives us a thumbs up.
All right, this is an early Beatles song from around 62 or 63 when Lennon and McCartney had just met, and it's going to be one that you probably haven't heard a lot about. But they lived in a van and they were playing in Germany together. And this is sort of the song that got them out of the slums of Germany and into, you know, and onto the mainstream in England, and then kind of gave them the thrust to get over to America. But this song is called This Boy.
That boy took my love away. Though he'll regret it someday, this boy wants you back again. That boy is no good for you. Though he may want you to, this boy wants you back again. Oh, and this boy would be happy just to love you. This boy gets you back again.
The program is Lyrics and Legends, and we got the Ware Brothers with us. So we started a little bit about your early influence, and we talked about John Prine a little bit, and then you guys talked about going to see the Beatles, kind of. Yeah, a Beatles cover group.
The Great Value Beatles.
Yeah, it's kind of the off-brand Beatles. Yeah, that stuff led into things like us really liking the Eagles and everything like that too. And one of our favorite Eagles songs is "Take It Easy," and it's of course written with the great Jackson Brown and all that sort of thing. And so you know, for our next song, we'd like to play "Take It Easy" by the Eagles.
I'm a-running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. four that wanna own me, two that wanna stone me, one, she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm a standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I've got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in, and take it easy. Trying to loosen my load, got a world of trouble on my mind. Looking for a lover who won't blow my cover. She's so hard to find. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I've got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
Well, the program's Lyrics and Legends. In the studio with us this week is Jake and Levi Ware. Is it always Jake and Levi, or did we ever do Levi and Jake?
No, it just sounds weird that way.
It is. I don't want to disrespect you because. Out of the two of you, though, probably. I will say the one with the biggest sense of humor is probably your brother. So, right.
Yeah, Levi's the funny guy. He's always he's always cracking jokes, and you know we're out in Norman all the time, going to college and doing school stuff. And so when we're out at the bars, we had a Christmas party one time, and Levi went to the store, and it was an ugly sweater party, and he ended up
all I could find was a. Just an old lady Christmas vest.
Levi wore a turtleneck and an old lady Christmas vest and some sunglasses that were real narrow-eyed. And he came in, you know, came into that Christmas party, and he was the biggest hit in Norman, Oklahoma. And he had these real slick racer glasses on, and so all the girls really liked it, and they called him Turbo. So we'll be going down, you know, somewhere downtown Norman, and they, oh, is that, it's Turbo.
Yeah, that's Turbo.
Hey, he stole my engineer's nickname. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, a lot of fun. So I know your early influences were the Beatles and John Prine, maybe a few others. Talk about a little more about some of your music influence that has.
You know, here recently, we've been listening to a lot of sort of the red dirt country music around Oklahoma and stuff like that, and I've become big fans of the Turnpike Troubadours and everything like that, and one of our favorite songs by them is a song called Good Lord Lori. And
talk a little bit about the music scene around Norman and that area, since you guys are over there going to college right now.
Well, there's a lot of really good musicians from up around there, and down on Campus Corner, which is sort of the bar, college bar area. There's a place called The Deli that's been there since the 70s, and you know, a lot of those country music stars that have from Oklahoma have passed through The Deli at one point in time to play some songs. People like some of my biggest influences that are current artists now are like John Moreland from Tulsa. He's excellent, and the Turnpike Troubadours and Stoney LaRue, all those guys.
All Oklahoma guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's do this. What was it, Good Lord?
Yeah, this song's called Good Lord Lori.
Lord, let a cigarette and smile and wave the smoke out of the face. Well, a dark skin brown from the summer sun, green eyes looked around the place. Well, she took me, did she love me? And she grinned and grabbed my hand. I said, I don't know. Let's get on, darling. If we're going, let's get on and go. Said her family used to have a little money and they still act like they do. Well, her daddy don't think I'm fit to sit in the same room with you. And if I ever set foot in Southern County, well, your brother said he'd break my jaw. So here I sit with the dark-haired daughter of Southwest Arkansas. And I've been learning that believing is barely breaking even. It's just a part of life for you and me. And I've been living with the loneliness it's got down in my bones, I guess. Just another part of being free. And I've been learning how to lose a thing I never laid a hand on all day long. Well, good Lord, Lori, I love you. Could it go more wrong? Well, good Lord, Lori, I love you. Could it go more wrong? La da 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 da. Well, D Queen's dry, so I bought us both a bottle in downtown Broken Bow. Lori's got a buddy with a double wide trailer, they were shaking dominoes. And I had good intentions, till I had too many. I was stupid, I suppose. So put your money where your mouth is, boy, and try to keep it closed. Cause I've been learning that believing is barely breaking even. Just a part of life for you and me. And I've been living with the loneliness it's got down in my bones, I guess. Just another part of being free. And I've been learning how to lose a thing I never laid a hand on all day long. Well, good Lord, Lori, I love you. Could it go more wrong? Well, good Lord, Lori, I love you. Could it go more wrong? La da 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 da. Well, Lori said, I wonder what we ever went through all this trouble for. You ain't half of who I thought you was. This ain't fun no more. And her words cut clean through drunk and dark and dimming doorway lights. I've had it all I can handle. Hope you're happy now. Good night. Guess her folks were right. Guess her folks were right. Well, good Lord, Lori, I love you. Could it go more wrong? Well, good Lord, Lori, I love you. Could it go more wrong? La da 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 da.
Programs, lyrics, and legends. A little Turnpike Troubadours?
Yeah, the little Turnpike Troubadours. They're one of my favorites, and really since moving to Oklahoma, they're from a place called Tahlequah, and that's become just a really big sort of influence on my musical style is just being able to listen to them, because they sing a lot of songs that are really, you can really relate to from being around a place like Shamrock or Wheeler or something like that. You know, one verse of Good Lord Lori talks about, you know, D Queen being dry, so they have to go somewhere else to go get a, you know, a bottle of
It just reminds you of living in Wheeler.
Yeah, it's So it's good to have, you know, I always look for honesty and people being genuine in their songwriting stuff. And so when I hear something like that, you know, that's not some Nashville guy who doesn't know the first thing about country music singing to you. That's a guy from Tahlequah, Oklahoma, who probably knows what it's
like.
See,
Jim, and I didn't even have to bait them. They did that all on their own.
It's just, you know, just some, it's a guy from Tahlequah, Oklahoma that writing a song about a girl that wasn't any good to him and put it in a way that we all understand, you know. Yeah. So that's why I admire and really respect that.
So how many millions of dollars do you think have been made from bad relationships? Well, it's kind of the foundation of country music, isn't it?
Yeah.
Trains.
Trains. Yeah.
Yeah.
Prison.
Prison.
Getting drunk. Mama.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good
song to me.
Ex-girlfriend.
You know, on the topic of John Prine and all that sort of thing, he wrote a lot of songs with a guy named Steve Goodman.
Yeah.
Who has a lot of the same sort of style and cleverness about their work. And one thing that we talk about the perfect country song jokingly, but, you know, I wish I could play this song for you, but I think the listeners definitely would probably enjoy to hear. It's called The Perfect Country Song, but it's by Steve Goodman. Well, it's written by Steve Goodman, and John Prine didn't want his name on the title because he didn't want to get in trouble for it. But anyway, David Allan Coe ended up covering it, and it's a great song, so I encourage the Legends listeners to give it a listen.
Well, we wouldn't want anybody to not. I mean, we don't want to leave them hanging, so I think we've got enough room. We can throw that in there.
Song.
All right, we're going to play David Allan Coe, and this is...
You never even call me by my name is the title. Yeah.
And then we'll be back after this with more of Jake and Levi Ware.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain. But you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name. You don't have to call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Price, and you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. Even though you're on my fighting side, and I'll hang around as long as you will let me, and I never minded standing in the rain. But you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name. Well, I've heard my name a few times in your phone book.
Hello, hello.
And I've seen it on signs where I play. The only time I know I'll hear David Allan Coe is when Jesus has his final judgment day. So I'll hang around as long as you will let me. Rain, but you don't have to call me darling, darling. You
You never even called me by my name.
Well, a friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama, or trains, or trucks, or prisons, or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song and he sent it to me, and after reading it I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song. And I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison. And I went to pick her up in the rain. But before station in the pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train. And I'll hang around as long as you will let me.
The program is Lyrics and Legends. In the studio with me, Jake and Levi. Levi and Jake, where my nephews, who are related.
We're related, that's right. Related. Yeah.
So the song we just listened to was written by Steve Goodman and John Prine, and it was You Never Even Call Me By My Name by David Allan Coe.
Yeah, that's right. And you can really, it's amazing how they fit all that stuff in there together for the perfect country song, and it's... You know, whenever those two guys got together, some really cool lyrics came about and some really cool stories. And I think another one of their most creative songs, primarily a John Prine song, is one called That's the Way That the World Goes Round. And I can go ahead and I'll play my rendition of That's the Way That the World Goes Round by John Prine.
All right.
I know a guy that's got a lot to lose. He's a pretty nice fella, kinda confused. Got muscles in his head he ain't ever used. Thinks he owns half of this town. Well, he starts to drink and gets a big red nose. Then he beats his old lady with a rubber hose. Takes her out to dinner and he buys her nice clothes. That's the way that the world goes round. And that's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, then you're down, it's a half an inch of water and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. I was sitting in the bathtub, counting my toes, when the radiator broke, water all froze. I was stuck in the ice, without any clothes, naked as the eyes of a clown. I was crying ice cubes, hoping I'd croak, when the sun came through the window and the water all broke. Stood up and laughed, thought it was a joke. That's the way that the world goes round. And that's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, then you're down, it's a half an inch of water and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round.
So when I listen to that song, I've always, the first thought that comes to my mind is John Prine telling the story about the lady that wanted to hear the Happy Enchilada song. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't heard that.
Oh, you haven't heard that?
No.
So he's in this, he's doing the show, and this lady keeps yelling, sing the Happy Enchilada song. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, the Happy Enchilada song. And he's like, no, ma'am, I don't know what you're talking about. And finally, he's like, you know, Happy Enchilada, and then you drown. He's like, so there is actually a version of John Prine doing that where he sings Happy Enchilada instead of Half Inch of Water. So.
That's funny.
Happy Enchilada, that sounds like a song I'd write.
Yeah, so you'll have to look that up. See, I got something on my nephews they didn't know. That's amazing. Well, so you going to let your brother play with you on one of these? Or?
Yeah, we'll, like I said, Jimmy Buffett hung around Steve Goodman a lot in Chicago, and John Prine, too, in Chicago. And they had a heavy influence on his songwriting and everything. And we'd like to dedicate this next song. It's called A Pirate Looks at 40, and we'd like to dedicate it to my dad and my mom and all of our friends in Norman and all that sort of thing. So, and we'll go ahead and take it away.
All right, let's hear it.
I have heard you call, wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all, you've seen it all. Watch the men who rode you switch from sail to steam. In your belly you hold the treasures you have ever seen. Most of them dream, most of them dream. Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate, arriving too late, arriving too late. And I've done a bit of smuggling, I've run my share of grass, I made enough money to buy my Miami, but I pissed it away so fast. Never meant to last, never meant to last. Several of a while, though he ran them away, they come back one day and still can manage a smile. It just takes a while, just takes a while. Mother, mother, ocean, after all the years I found, my occupational hazard being, my occupation's just not around. I feel like I've drowned, wanna get drunk uptown. I feel like I've drowned, but I won't wear a frown.
The program is Lyrics and Legends. In the studio with me, Jake and Levi Ware, and a little Jimmy Buffett music going on right there. So you guys, y'all are almost like official Parrot Heads, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We joined a group in Oklahoma, the Central Oklahoma Parrot Head Association.
You got to play at Toby Keith's?
Yeah, we did. We got to play at Toby Keith's bar and everything, and it was crazy because we had it's a bunch of people who just like to have fun and listen to Jimmy Buffett music and about everything around Jimmy Buffett music. And we went a couple of times for some different cookouts. We even went to a Jimmy Buffett concert with them, and we had a rowdy time. Yeah. So it was lots of fun. But yeah, we're official Copa Parrot Head members.
Yes, yeah, you can find us there.
Yeah, we even have island names.
Yep. You do?
Yeah.
Tell us about that a little bit.
I'm the 12 volt man.
Yeah, named after a blender because the blender takes 12 volts to power up.
I'm the margarita man.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you my name, but it's a.
I don't know if it's radio appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to press you on that. You know who introduced your dad to Jimmy Buffett, though, right?
Well, from what I understand, it was his college buddies.
No, it was me. It was his little brother. I think he stole my CD or my 8-track, whatever it was back in the day. But you can ask him for that story. So I'll let him share that. So on the program with me is my nephews, Jake and Levi, where we kind of been going from, you know, you talk to somebody. How old are you, Jake?
I'm 24.
So you get, you know, your whole life story here in an hour. And you've actually done a lot better than a few 19-year-olds I've interviewed. I've had a few that were pretty good. Molly Velasquez was really talented, and I've had a few others that were talented. They just didn't have a lot of stories to tell, you know?
Yeah.
You guys have done pretty well, so. But I hadn't heard as much out of your little brother as I would like.
Yeah, to. I don't know why he's being shy. Normally around the house, I can't get him to shut up, be quiet.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song?
My favorite song? Shoot, I like about everything, honestly.
Well, he normally plays the piano on a bunch of stuff, and so that's more of his set. So with the guitars all here, it's kind of out of his area a little bit. He still chords long and plays better than most people I know, but he plays a lot of piano stuff.
Yeah. Can you play do something for your Uncle Farkle and play some old country stuff? Merle Haggard's one of my favorites, and the song you're going to do is a Merle Haggard song, but it was written by a guy named Blaze Foley, who we could probably do a whole program on.
Yeah, Blaze is an interesting fella because a lot of people don't know a lot of the songs that he's written. And the thing about tonight kind of being a John Prine tribute, too, is, you know, he's written some songs like Clay Pigeons, which is a really famous, you know, John Prine made it famous. But the reason that it is so famous is because of a guy named Blaze Foley, and he was a big, tall, fat guy that lived down in Austin, and I say that just to kind of paint a picture in your head. He always wore his boots out, tucked from his Wrangler jeans, and duct taped everything. Even his he made a duct tape suit and duct taped his guitars and duct taped his boots. And even when he died, they duct taped his casket. And he used to run around with Towns Van Zandt and Willie Nelson, and they all got a kick out of him because he never had his own guitar, and he has slept underneath the pool tables at bars and stuff like that. And
lived in a
treehouse for 5 years with his girlfriend. And but he just was a songwriting genius, and he ended up he got shot in Austin because he was living with an old man who that old man's son would come and get, you know, run amok and getting into trouble with him and try to borrow money and steal and stuff all the time. And so Blaze stood up for him and got shot in the street in Austin. And so but Merle heard some of Blaze's work and got it copied and put down, and that work is extended into John Prine's songwriting and everything too. But my favorite Blaze Foley song is a song called If I Could Only Fly, and you can also Merle also covers it really well, but this is my version of Blaze Foley, If I Could Only Fly. Almost felt you touching me just now. I wish I knew which way to turn and go. I feel so good and I feel so bad.
wonder what I ought to do. If I could only fly, if I could only fly, I'd bid this place goodbye, and I'd come and be with you. But I can hardly stand, I've got nowhere to run, another sinking sun, another lonely night. Wind keeps blowing somewhere every day. Tell me things get better somewhere up the way. Just dismal thinking on a dismal day. Sad songs for us to bear. You know, sometimes I write happy songs, then sometimes little things went wrong. You know, I wish they all could make you smile. Tomorrow maybe we can get away. I'm coming home soon and I wanna stay. Wish you could come with me when I go again. If I could only fly, if I could only fly, I'd bid this place goodbye, to come and be with you. But I can hardly stand, got nowhere to run, another sinking sun, another lonely night.
Program is Lyrics and Legends, and in the studio with us, and this has been a lot of fun, Jake and Levi Ware. Been wanting to do this for a while and finally got you guys cornered. We have a segment we call the Department of Shameless Plugs. So you can, like, I know you guys aren't touring or anything, but you can say, hey, if you want to check us out, you can look at Facebook or you can say whatever. This is your chance to say whatever you want to say.
Okay. Well, we don't get out and play a whole lot just because we stay so busy with school and all that kind of thing. But if you want to hear more of our stuff, you can go on to our Facebook pages. My name is Jake Ware, and this is Levi Ware, and we're always posting new videos and goofing around with stuff. So if you've heard a song on the radio broadcast today, it's more than likely it's up there and it's been shared. And if not, drop a comment or something on there, and we'll be sure and try to play music, because that's about all we do whenever we're not studying on a test or something like that.
Your little brother's kind of the homely one, though, isn't he? That doesn't have any girlfriends or anything, so if he's
oh no, Levi gets all the girls. I'm the one that's I never have had best
I just act like my Uncle Gary. I'm a little too wild right now.
Yeah, Levi's got the Uncle Gary.
Not gonna let anybody tie him down.
Yeah, no, but we stick mostly to Facebook just because we hadn't had got a lot of time to go around playing at different bars or anything like that. So the Ware Brothers Facebook.
And if you're a good bass player, holler at us, because we've been looking for one for about...
Hey, what about your uncle?
Yeah, about 15 years.
Let's do one more song. I think we want to, since we've kind of been doing a little bit of a John Prine tribute, we want to do Souvenirs.
Yeah, we can do Souvenirs.
And then we'll wrap this thing up.
Yep. Souvenirs is one of my favorite John Prine songs, and it's sort of about finding different things from your relationship, whether it's love letters or maybe it's a picture or something, but those are the souvenirs in the song that he's talking about, and it's kind of makes it relevant for everybody. And you know, before we sign off, this being our last song, I'd like to dedicate this last song to to a pretty girl in Norman named Piper Hampton.
See, so, I knew you had a girl.
Yeah, so here we go.
Ah, the snows turn to water. Christmas days come and gone. Broken toys and faded colors are all that's left to linger on. And I hate graveyards and old pawn shops, for they always bring me tears. Can't forget the way they rob me of my childhood souvenirs. Memories that can't be bought, they can't be won at carnivals for free. It took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me. Broken hearts and dirty windows make life difficult to see. It's why all last night and this morning always look the same to me. And I hate reading old love letters, for they always bring me tears. Can't forgive the way they rob me of my sweetheart's souvenirs. Memories that can't be bought, can't be won at carnivals for free. It took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me.
Programs, lyrics, and legends. Hey, we're wrapping this one up. It was good. Had a lot of fun visiting with Jake and Levi Ware, and thanks for coming over, guys.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun, and I just would like to let everybody in Wheeler County that's listened to us know that we sure appreciate it, and I want to let everybody know too that, you know, we're really proud to be from Wheeler, and whenever we get the chance to speak up about it, doing different things in Norman, whether Levi's doing his coaching stuff or whether I'm doing my law school stuff, we always make a point to say, you know, we're proud to be from the Texas Panhandle and from where people help each other and where everybody's good to each other. So we sure thank you for the support, and thank you, Uncle Gary, for putting us on the show. We sure had a lot.
Thank you, Uncle Gary. Appreciate it.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with Gary Ware. Join us next time on the Legends Radio Network.